Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 We bless you, Yahweh. We thank you. We lift up your name with our voices. We prepare a praise offering of thanksgivings unto you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. We're glad that we know you by name, Father. As those that worship the Babylonian deities, Gads, many, they knew their gods. We know our Creator today, Father. And His name is Yahweh. It's not Lord. It's not some pagan made-up name. But you gave yourself the name. And nobody can change that. And you're wise enough to show us the plan of salvation for the called elect. You have chosen. And you're wise enough to tell us your name too. Who did that? We can believe the plan of Messiah that grants us salvation. We must believe you have a name too, Father. How this Christendom and religious practice has destroyed the hearts of many, Father. They reject your simple truth. As Pastor Babu wrote me today and said, there's much persecution because of the name. Those that call themselves Christians, much persecution for him and the saints. But he presses on in that mighty truth and said he will not abandon that, Father. You bless us, Father. I can buy the clothes from Salvation Army cheap, Father. Bless us a way to get them some shoes and clothing, Father. Please do that your way. We know you can do all things. We're going to ask you to help us to do that. My, what a blessing that would be. He just wants clothes for the people. My, help us to do it, Father. We bless you and we thank you for all things. Messiah's wonderful name. Bless the preaching tonight, the teaching. Yahshua's mighty name, we thank you evermore. And all the saints said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh, we bless you. You may be seated. I do bless the Father today, and I truly thank Yahweh. As I see the mighty expanse of His creation, and they're calling for a lunar eclipse tonight. As I see the mighty, tremendous works of Yahweh, what He has done. And I began in my own heart, as I began to see a principle and a law that is applicable and necessary for my life and your life to be governed, that we may know the one that governs us. And in the midst of that governing power of Yahweh, as He governs us, He creates in us a soundness and a completion. And He creates in us those things that are incorruptible. The laws of Yahweh, they're incorruptible. You cannot corrupt them. Men may corrupt the word and things of Yahweh, but they're not corruptible. They take them and use them for corrupt deeds and actions. But Yahweh has made all things concerning Him. They're all perfect and right. And we are the seed of His righteousness, His righteous laws, the righteous sacrifice of Messiah. And He wants to be praised and worshipped. He truly do, saints. When I think about the mighty magnitude of this Creator, and I want to say that His name is not Adonai. It is not Lord. But He tells us His name. He has a name, and it is Yahweh. And the Son's name is Messiah, Yahshua. It's not Lord and Jesus. He says in the Old Covenant, in the Torah, to praise Him, to worship Him, to exalt His name. And when we don't do that, it's an act of blatant disobedience unto Yahweh. There's something corrupt in you. Very vile. Very wicked. For a nation that can hear the simple truth. You ask them, what is His name? They cannot tell you anything, but He is God. That's what Arafat is praying to tonight. He's God. He's near death tonight. They're almost certain that He will die. And yet He cries out to Allah Akbar. God is great. Who is the God? What is His name? I want to know the one that I serve. And if He is my Father, I want to know Him.
I want to express something tonight, but I want to read something before I begin. I think about these simple scriptures. How do we deny them? Some scriptures given by the inspiration of Yahweh. How much? How much? All scripture. Can he lie? Can he tell a lie? Can he make something false? Everything he says is the truth, isn't it? So this is the truth too. I want to read what it says. Psalm 68:4. You know what it says. He says, sing unto me. Sing unto Yahweh. That's what he says. He wants us to do that, saints. Do you understand that? He doesn't want us to say he is able. No, Yahweh is the one that enables us. Every song should exalt his power and his name. This is what he says. Now, is this the truth or a lie? He says, sing unto Yahweh, sing praises to his name. Now, you never can get Jesus in the Torah, in the Psalms. It can never be. Now, he tells you who to sing praises to his name. It said, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. Now, he tells us what to do. He tells us. He tells us what to do. He tells us to sing praises unto his name. To praise, to sing praises. Your way is able, more than able. Not he is able. He wants his name to be exalted. He says, sing praises to my name. And he means what he says. Well, that's the old covenant. You are a fool. For he said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh, and it is profitable. Don't want to hear that, do we? But all scripture is profitable. It is. For instruction. It's profitable for doctrine. For correction. What? That the matter of Yahweh may be thoroughly furnished. For what? For good works. So all scripture is given by his inspired, or his inspiration, unto the heart of man by the Spirit. So you can't diminish one aspect of scripture. He means what he says. He wants his name to be lifted up, saints. And he wants us to do it. David says in Psalms 113. It says, praise ye Yahweh. All ye servants of Yahweh, praise the name. It did not say praise the title. You can say what you want to the word Lord and God are titles. They are not names. The name Jesus is a made up name. It is a new name. It is not a name with historical value. For the name David is a name of historical content. It's not a name that my mother made up. It's a name that's been around for thousands of years. And the name David is a Hebrew name. And so it's been around a while. The name Jesus is not a Hebrew name. It is not the name of the Son of Yahweh. He will not take his honor from him. For in the Son's name you find the power, the revelation of whom the Father is. He will not take his name and give it to some Christo. And that's what this religious whore has done. Taught us a false doctrine. That's why we're in the shape that we are in today. Why? Because I believe what scripture tells us. It tells us that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, of a man of integrity, it availeth much. Now, how much our prayers are availing? Now, you can kid yourself. Be a hypocrite. You ought to be totally honest, showing forth integrity. That's what we need, integrity. What a profound spirit. When a man has integrity, it is a spirit that is incorruptible. When a man has integrity, there is a law that is incorruptible. It cannot be corrupted. And so Yahweh did not, he went beyond the measure of instructing us in his laws of righteousness. He put them in our hearts, in our inward parts, to make them incorruptible. That we may walk with integrity, a complete fullness of his anointing, his power, established by his integrity. There are many gods, but there's only one Almighty Creator. And He must possess a name. It is not a Greek heathen pagan name. It came from His mouth that He gave to a house of Israel, and they called Him by name. And because of their prostitution, their sins, and all of their corruption, Yehuda, He said, "My name shall not even be named in your mouths again." And this prostituting generation today, it is full of harlotry, wickedness, and sin. They cannot name His name. And they cannot speak His name. Because they're full of adultery and sin and corruption. You tell me the one that created all things, He has no name? You say that His name is Jesus? Lies. It cannot be. Historically, it cannot be. He did not come from a Greek mother or an American mother. He did not come from Zeus. He came from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. He came in the power, the demonstration of His Father. Well, who is His Father? You identify the Father, you will know the Son. That's why there is very little integrity today. No completeness, no oneness, no purity of spirit. And that is a profound character to have today, the integrity of Yahweh. And it comes by that law that is incorruptible. That's why today men are so easily corrupted. Because there is not integrity in their heart. There is not a law to govern their minds and their spirits. So they're very easily corrupted. It is one thing, the profoundness of that law of integrity, that strength, and the power of integrity. You know, people can tell you things with an honest intent, with no integrity. They can say things and yet they are not telling you the fullness or the completion of the matter because there is no integrity in them. It's one thing that integrity deals with. It deals with the fullness of the issue. So Yahweh has integrity and He deals with the fullness of our redemption, our salvation unto Him. So He didn't deal with us half-heartedly. I want to call Him by His name of integrity. Only an adulterous, backsliding Yehuda cannot do it. And that's why this nation, it is a backslidden, pagan, wicked nation. They're full with their gods, with gods. The god of fortune. You go to any decent dictionary, Webster is one. You look up the word God. It tells you how to enunciate it. Gad. G-A-D. And scripture calls the god of fortune Gad. He is not God. He is Yahweh. That name is supreme. It is superior to all names. In that name you find the title Father, Counselor, Mighty One. In that name. That's why you go forth and baptize them in the name of the Father, by the authority of the Son, by the anointing of the Kadosh Ruah. Yahweh meant what He said. He did not stumble on that when Messiah spoke to Kephar and Thomas, Bartholomew. He did not skip on that. He knew what He meant, to be baptized in His name. For in His name you find the power of the Son's name, Yahshua. And I love that precious name. It's the name of integrity. Folks go to Psalms and find their comfort. There's only one comfort you're going to find. And you're going to have to find the comfort of the Father. Who is He? There's only one Yahweh. There are not, if you want to use the expression two gods, there's only one. Just one. And He is going to be honored and worshipped. There are not going to be two being worshipped. That's one. Just one. Nobody else. No one else. No one else. And that was the message and the truth of Messiah. For Yahweh seeketh such. That's what He said. The Father seeketh such that worship Him in spirit. What is the spirit? Well, the word is spirit. And Messiah is the word of Yahweh. He is the truth. So He came to give us the spirit of the truth, how to worship the Father. And you must worship Him. You're not going to get by not doing that. This wicked world is not going to get by. That's why it's in the shape that it's in. That's why there's no integrity, no decency in this wicked world today. That's why the mindset of this generation is so corrupt, is so corrupt. There's nothing that is in them that is not corruptible. We get the pure spirit of Yahweh in us, we will become incorruptible. They hold on to their pagan laws and traditions that produce nothing but death. The truth of Yahweh produces life. It produces the life of the hope in our souls. That Messiah is alive. He's for real. This is what they call Jesus not for real. When you call him Jesus, he wasn't real to you. And now Yahweh brings us into the profoundness and completion of his truth in this hour. Why? That we must live or die for this truth. I want to be alive when Messiah comes. Because that's a blessed thing. Those that are alive and remain when he comes. This is a wicked world. This is a pagan world. There's nothing in this whorehouse called Christendom that expresses the true identity of the Father, and they don't love him. That's the truth. That is simply the truth. They're not a lot that truly love Yahweh. They're not a lot that desire to walk in his truth. They choose traditions over his truth. But he has a name, and his name is Yahweh. And he's not going to change that. Not for anyone. Not at all. And it's in the beginning of Scripture. No, it's the way that things have been interpreted unto us. Because we have not had men that truly, truly labor to hear from Yahweh. They have not been ordained truly by the Father. For when he sent the disciples out, the apostles, he did not tell them to go into the way of the Gentiles. He said, don't go into that way. You go into the lost house of Israel. And he sending forth his spirit unto the lost house of Israel. Those that are called, the faithful, and the elect of Yahweh. That's what he is doing. He has never done it any other way. You can try to save mama, daddy, but you won't get them saved. Only Yahweh can save them. I want to touch on this quickly. Turn to me with me to Genesis chapter 20. I want to show you the strength of integrity. And you began to question your own heart and see if there is an identity of integrity in you. Whereby there is a law in you that cannot be corrupted. Whereby you are incorruptible. Whereby there are things that literally corrupt you. And cause you to do things that are totally wicked, unrighteous, and against the will of Yahweh. When you have that kind of spirit, and that kind of a mindset, you need to get before your face and cry out unto the Father for great deliverance. Because your heart is not prepared. Your mind is not prepared for the truth. And so we find a generation that is full of corruption today because it is no integrity to be found. Oh, men are truthful in their expression to a certain point, but integrity goes beyond the truth. It reveals the complete issue and the matter. And so I can tell you something with truth in it, but I don't want to express the fullness of the issue. But integrity goes beyond that. It's a value to integrity. And you don't find that today. That's why you don't find commitment. That's why marriages don't last today. That's why sons and daughters don't honor mothers and fathers today. That's why mothers and fathers don't honor sons and daughters. Don't you know if a son says to his father, mother, that Yahweh began to deal with my heart profoundly, they began to question his sanity or her sanity. They began to say, what's wrong with you? Are you all right? They began to question that. Because one has a heart of integrity to seek after the righteous laws of Yahweh. What is integrity? I will show you the strength of it. Scripture says in Genesis chapter 20, verse 3. It says, but Yahweh came unto Abimelech. He was the king of Gerar. You know the story. I'm not going to go into the detail of that. As Abraham passed through Gerar, his wife Sarah was taken by Amalek. Because Abraham, because of his frightfulness, his fearfulness, he said that this is my sister. Well, truly she was his sister. But truly she was his wife. And so he saw this beautiful, precious, young, clean, virtuous woman. He could sense that she was pure. You did not go before the presence of the king if you were a pauper. So Abraham had to have this distinct character Because he was led by Yahweh. And so he took his wife. He took her. And Yahweh came unto Abimelech. Now look what he did in a dream by night. And he said unto him, behold, thou art but a dead man. I'm going to destroy you. For the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. Now why would Yahweh, the wicked, he will not even warn. And yet he came unto this man. His deeds were wrong, but what did he possess in his heart? And Abimelech said, had not come near her, he had not touched her. And he said, Almighty Yahweh, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? What a profound statement. He said, will you slay a righteous man? I'm a righteous man. You know my heart. That is why he came to him in a dream. He said, will you slay a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister. And she herself said, he is my brother. He said, in the integrity of my heart and the innocence of my hand have I done that. He said, there is no corrupt law in me, Yahweh, and you know it. Will you slay me? I set this thing before you with honesty and integrity. I told you what he said, and I told you what she said. That's what he did. He had integrity. He knew exactly what he said. He knew exactly what she said. Now, that's not the mindset of this generation. He said that, but not like that. So it's not told the way he said it or she said it. You began to add anything, any little smidgen to anything. There's corruption there. There's corruption. It is better not even to tell the situation or the story than to try to add, to make it amusing or charming. There's no integrity there. He says, I'm not guilty of any sin. A man telling Yahweh that I have integrity and I'm innocent. I haven't done anything wrong. For the man spoke unto me with honesty. Said this was his sister. She said, I am his sister. He said, I dealt with her with integrity and honesty. There was nothing false and nothing deceit in me, Yahweh. And you know that. This is a nation that doesn't possess that today. And the people of Yahweh do not possess much integrity. We are easily corrupted. We corrupt ourselves with our own deceitful lies, with our own wickedness. That's why our prayers don't avail much. The prayers of a righteous man availeth much, saints. He said, I'm a righteous man. He said, will you destroy a righteous nation? That's what he said. James says that the prayer, confess your faults one unto another, for the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Now this is a generation will not confess their wickedness. They hoard it because they're so corrupt. Their minds are corrupt. Their intent is corrupt. And that's why there is no integrity there. They lie without even conscience of lies. And no lie is going to tarry before Yahweh. No lie is going into the kingdom. That is one of the most vile spirits there is. Because Shaitan was a liar. He abode not in truth. He is the father of lies. And when we alter the truth because there's no integrity in us, we're going against the law of Yahweh. When one has integrity, they deal with a complete mind. The heart is complete. The desire is complete. There is no ulterior motive in their heart. So there was no ulterior motive in the heart of Abimelech. He said, I believe what he said. I'm innocent of this charge. You're going to destroy me, Father. If you do that, tell me my integrity. We don't want to say that to him tonight, dear way. Our integrity and our innocence, that is a beautiful thing before the Father. We began to walk in that spirit. We began to see our prayers availing much. You began to lay hand on the sick like scripture says. And they shall rise up. You can have the faith to pray for those that are sick. And those that are in bond, that you have faith to pray for them. Why? Because only that effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. Why? Because there's no ulterior motive in his heart. Most of the prayers today is for our own self-serving purposes. And that's what this whore teaches today. That's what a whore is. She's greedy. She is selfish. She wants all the money. She wants everything. She doesn't want to share nothing at all. And she is not faithful at all. And this Jezebel today is not faithful. The thing that we call the church today is a Jezebel. It is not a faithful identity. There's nothing about her that is faithful. She is not even faithful to those that are faithful to her. They give their offerings and gifts and tithes. She's not even faithful to them. Not at all. He says, Yahweh, I have integrity. I have honesty. I'm not corrupted. I have not done anything to corrupt your laws and your righteousness. He says in verse 6, and Yahweh said unto him in a dream, yea, look at this. I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thine heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me, even integrity. Yahweh will cause you not to sin against him. We wonder why we sin, because we don't have integrity. He said, therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. He said, I know because of your integrity. Your integrity. You're not going to be corrupted. He said, I withheld her from you, that you wouldn't touch her. Because if you had to touch her, you would have sinned against me. Because of your integrity, I didn't allow you to sin against me. When a man truly has integrity, when his heart is truly honest, and he desires the pure things of Yahweh, when he has that, this is, we haven't been taught that. We haven't been taught that. We haven't been taught that from parents. Mothers and fathers haven't taught us that. It takes the principles of Yahweh's laws to teach us that. Parents teach to be selfish. This is mine. That's yours. Don't let nobody play with that. He said, but Yahweh, you know my heart. And Yahweh said, because of your integrity. Because of your integrity. Let me tell you something. That was the thing that Shaitan knew that Job had, was integrity. He said, because of your integrity, I didn't allow you to sin. I didn't allow you to sin against me. And to do that which was corrupt and wicked. And that's why we find ourselves doing corrupt things today. That's why this nation is so corrupt. Why? Because there's no integrity. They will speak a word that's full of lies, deception. Because their hearts are so corrupt, they cannot speak a pure thing out of their hearts. If his heart had been corrupt, then he would not have spoken in innocence with integrity. He would have spoken with a wicked tongue, a wicked mouth. He would have begun to boast in his strength and his power as a king. I'm the one that is in authority. They are my subjects. I have the power to do that. And he did as a king. A king has that authority and that power. And yet he spoke in the humbleness of spirit. Say, Father, search my integrity. See if my integrity has any value. And Yahweh said it has. Because you have integrity, I won't allow you to sin. I won't allow you to go that way, because you would have sinned against me. When we truly get that pure integrity in our hearts, whereby there is a pure desire of honesty, forthrightness, we won't sin the way we sin. Yahweh will not allow us to sin. The Spirit of Yahweh, the Kadosh Ruah, will keep us from sinning. It will keep us from that. We will not sin that way. We will trust Yahweh when we get true integrity. Because we don't have integrity, we don't trust Yahweh, we don't trust one another. But integrity does that. And the reason you don't trust the world is because you don't even trust your own heart, because you know that it's easily corruptible. You know that you can be easily corrupted, and you actually allow your heart to be corrupted because there is no innocence there. You're not humble. You don't bow down before the Father. Oh, this is straightforward tonight. He's going to take that in this hour, integrity. And when you have no integrity, you will do every kind of vile, wicked thing there is. You will say, because his integrity, he did not touch that which was holy. He did not lay his hands on that which was pure. Yahweh kept him from that. When a man has integrity, he will not lay his hands on that which is corrupt and vile and wicked. When you have no integrity, you will do any wicked thing there is to do. You will lie, you will do anything there is. And that's why it's so easily for many to lie and to do things like that, because they have no integrity. Integrity won't allow you to do that. It's just that spirit of law will keep you. Why? Is Yahweh full of integrity? Is he full of integrity? Can he sin? He cannot sin. He cannot. He said, because of that integrity, and your heart is innocent. I kept you. We began to walk in that pure spirit of integrity. Ah, it's a good spirit. It's right, integrity. You will not be easily corruptible. Amen. Women today are very easily corrupted today. Their own minds, the lies and the deception that they speak to themselves, it corrupts them to do things that are wicked and unrighteous. That is the truth. Yahweh says, now therefore restore. Look what he tells him now. He said, restore the man, his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, Abraham, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, knowing that thou should surely die, thou and all that are thine. Do you hear that? Just that sin? Just that wickedness? He said, your whole house is going to die. I'm going to destroy everything unless you restore that back unto him. You see, we don't do that today, saints. It's almost like what scripture tells us. If we have aught, there's something in our hearts against one another, we lay our gift down at the altar, and then we go and get the thing right. And that's why you find many folks today dead there. There's no spiritual life in them. There's no willingness to bless Yahweh because they're dead. They have sinned against the thing that is of integrity. They have come against that which is of integrity. And they have no life in them at all. No power to move from where they are. No ability to go get over that circumstance or situation. Why? Because once you can, once there is a willingness to lie and to do things they seek for you, you are your father, the devil. When you can lie so easily without conscience of your lies, you have no integrity. There's no righteous law in you. I don't care who you are. When you can lie without conscience of the judgment of Yahweh, you have no integrity. Integrity will keep you from that. It will prevent you from lying. It will prevent you from those kinds of sins and that kind of corruption. You taught yourself to lie and to do things deceitful and corruption. If it corrupts your whole heart, everything you touch you corrupt. Because his heart was innocent. He did not do something because of his own authority. He did it because he felt like he had the right to do it. My sister, my brother, I'm going to make you my wife then. He always says because he was a righteous man, he warned him. He warns the righteous. He warns the righteous every day. He warns the righteous man. He says, don't do that. That's why Messiah said the Father will not leave us comfortless. He will send us the Kudus Ruach. He will put his spirit in us. It is the spirit of Yahweh. For Yahweh is a spirit. How big do you think his spirit is? To fill this little room here? Fill a little cup? He's a spirit. How big is it? How wide is it? They sing the song, he's so wide you can't get around him. So high you can't get him. How big do you think he is? You think he's some little thing like you are? You think he's in size and proportion that you are? That's the mindset of this generation because that's how they think of Yahweh. They have brought him down to a man. They think of him as a man. Messiah was his hope to us. And to show us the integrity of his heart. For what he had promised from the beginning, he was fulfilling that. He was fulfilling that. What he promised from the beginning, he fulfilled that in Messiah. And that gave us assurance and hope that these words were sealed by that offering of Messiah. Without that offering, there is no other hope. No other hope. And he did not come to offer an offer unto a God or the Lord or Jesus. He came to offer it unto the Father. And that offering was acceptable. Sure it was. It was an acceptable offering. Why? Because he was full of integrity. He was full of truth. He was full of righteousness. And this nation has no integrity. I watch the politicians as Mr. Bush lies on Kerry. And Kerry lies on the president. I watch the politicians. What a wickedness of this generation. What a corruption. I watch preachers lie on Almighty Yahweh. Speak against his truth. They contort the word for their little group or their little pacifics. And it's wrong. There's only one truth. And Messiah came to reveal that truth. And that truth is found in the law of Almighty Yahweh. He did not do away with those things, saints. These are the things that bring integrity to our hearts. We get the laws of Yahweh in us righteously. We will have integrity because we know who established the laws. We will not do like the sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas. and corrupt the laws of Yahweh and pervert righteous judgment. We will not do like the scribes and the Pharisees. We won't do like them. They forget about the weightier things of Scripture. They pay their tithes of mint and cumin and all kinds of offerings. But when it comes to the weightier things, that they neglect those things. When it comes to judgment and law, those kind of things, judgment is needed in Yahweh's house. So He speaks to us, where's the integrity? Where's the law of integrity? When you easily move to lie and to do things that are corrupt, there is no integrity there. None whatsoever. For a lie to you is easily spoken without conscience of that. Something is wrong in your soul. When you can speak a lie without even thinking there's retribution to your lies, you are spiritually demented. We must get ready. There's no playtime. You play all you want to. There's no time for playing. You can think that you're always just playing around. You're going to find out. He's not playing around. He doesn't play. He doesn't play at all. He doesn't play no jackstones. He doesn't play no volleyball. There's no play in him at all. Because all of these things are full of frivolity and folly. There's no folly in the Father. He doesn't need to jog and he doesn't need to walk. He doesn't need to worry about his weight because he carries the weightier matters. You think that he's going to play around with us, you're wrong. You think that we're going to continue in our sins, we're wrong. Integrity will prevent you from doing things like that. When you truly get integrity, when you get that honesty that is so pure, nothing can corrupt her. Well, how do you get that? There's a righteous law that works in you. You do things that are righteous and pleasing unto Almighty Yahweh. For your thoughts or your heart has been established by a righteous law. You need integrity. It calls you to honor. It calls you to consider. That's why folks don't honor today. That's why they don't consider, because there's very little integrity found wherever you go. You can't find it. You search your own heart. You ask yourself that. Do you have integrity? You ask you that. And you be totally honest with you. Now you may deceive yourself. Yahweh, I want you to correct me in your judgment. I want you to tell me whether I have integrity. I want that. I don't want to be a fool. Because a fool says in his heart, there is no mighty Yahweh. And that's what this foolish generation says. His name is not Yahweh. Yes, it is. Sure it is. No doubt about it. It certainly didn't birth from the name Jesus. Because the name of Yahweh has been around 6,000 years almost. The name of Jesus is only 400 years old, and that's a fact. Isn't that amazing how ignorant this generation is? They tell you, I got saved in that name. Well, what did the folks get saved in before they called him Jesus? What did they get saved on under that authority when King James authorized the Scripture? Or the great, what they call the Great Bible? Or the Tyndale or the Wycliffe? It wasn't Jesus then. What name was it? There's only one name, saints. Yahweh knows his people. He saves his house. Messiah was sent to the lost tribe of Israel. There were those that named before the foundation of the earth that were written in the Lamb's book of life. And he knows his house, and he's going to save his people from their sins. That's it. No one else. And there is a remnant throughout the world. Like Pastor Babu, in the midst of all of that pagan doctrine, and all that pagan Christianity. And Christianity, you can be a fool. You can kid yourself. You can see so many tenets of paganism. Easter, Christmas, some of the same things that we participated in. Sunday worship and all of those pagan things. And you did it paganly. And you were convinced that it was real. And those things were pagan. And they're exalted in these whorehouses today. They got the pumpkins out. They celebrate Halloween and what they call a Christian way. What a pagan lie. Dress it up. How can you dress the devil up? How can you dress a lie up? Just say it's a lie. They celebrate their Easter's and all of these pagan things. They are wrong. They are wrong. So don't tell me they're not pagan things in what we call Christianity. We have participated in them. So don't tell me that. Pagan. It's not of the Father. It's from Mithra. That's where it's from. Messiah was never born on June in December. Never. It's a lie. And so don't tell me they will do it. Even these whorehouses put lights up. Light unto the Queen of Heaven. That's what they're doing, saints. It's pagan. Their doctrines are pagan. Their hermeneutics and hermeneutics are pagan. And we were brought up under those pagan traditions and lies. Just like Yisrael and Goshen were brought up under those pagan lies. So Yahweh said, I got to take my folks out of that place, put them out in a place and empty them out so they will know me. And that's what he's trying to do today. He's trying to get that pagan Egypt out of you. And you listen to that pagan Egypt. You can't get that pagan Egypt out of you. And that's what happened to Israel. They couldn't get that pagan Egypt out of them because they didn't believe in the integrity of the one that had been sent by Yahweh to bring them out of the place they were in. And even after they were brought out, they still had no honor for the integrity of the man that Yahweh was dealing with. And that's the way this world is. It has no integrity. So no one has an integrity because it has none at all. These pagan whorehouses, they're wicked. They are not of the birth of Yahweh. It isn't. And as Yahweh promised that they would be in bondage in captivity, just like they were in captivity in Babylon for 70 years, for 425 years, he sent a deliverer. His name was Moshe because his word is of integrity. He can't go back. Is established. And he sent a deliverer to bring them out. And when he went to them, he says, don't you know who I am? No. Don't you know who sent me? And yet because of their taskmasters, their cries were heard by Yahweh. He says, time to deliver them. And he said, you go tell them who sent you. They had many gods there, many. They had Gad, but they didn't know Yahweh. And these lying preachers said, they know it. They don't love the souls of the folks. They're liars. They have no integrity, saints. They're easily corrupt. What, you bring them a $500 offering? $10,000 offering, that's all they want. Nothing else. It's a money, it's a large corporation. They are nothing but corporations today. That's all. And they're selling souls into hell. Well, you don't have to worry about that. You better worry about the one that created you. You better know his name. You better know his name. When he tells you to praise my name, you better praise his name. When he tells you to bless my name, you better bless his name. You better learn how to bless it. I don't care what your feelings are. You better learn how to bless his name. He means what he says. Isn't this a wicked world that think that he has no integrity? That's why they don't do it, because they call him a liar, brother. Nee. That's what they call Yahweh, a liar, brother. They say you're a liar. He means what he says. Every word of Yahweh is impure. It's pure. It's pure. And we that truly serve him in spirit and truth, we love it. For we find refuge in it. But an ignorant generation to say, well, it's just in the new covenant. Lies! You must go back to the old to find the significance of the new covenant and the power of the new covenant. That's why they have no power today. That's why we walk anemic because we truly haven't been taught properly. And so Yahweh prepares his army for this last onslaught of hell. He raises up mighty soldiers, warriors. They have the armament to fight against the powers of hell. That's what they have. And they're willing to die. Sure they are. These pagan, torted, twisted lies. I will speak against them as long as Yahweh gives me the strength. And he's not about to abate me, not yet. Not today. It says in Psalms 26, verse 1. Psalms 26, verse 1. Do you want Yahweh to judge you? Yeah. All right, turn to Psalm 26, verse 1. We're going to read those first four words together. Psalms 26, verse 1. It says what? Judge me, O Yahweh. Now say that. Judge me, O Yahweh. Now he's going to judge you, all right? David said, judge me for Yahweh, for, look at this now. He said, I've walked in your law. He said, I've walked in what? I've walked in what? I've walked in mine integrity. Why? How did he have integrity? He said, because I have trusted also in Yahweh. Therefore, I will slide. I shall not slide. Do we find ourselves slipping and sliding? We find ourselves slipping and sliding. You might as well say, help me, Father. Who said they're like hypocrites on me? We find ourselves slipping and sliding, don't you? Sliding back with our feet sliding. Why? Because we don't have integrity and we have not trusted in your way. We trusted in our own strength, our own might. We must tell him, judge me, Father. And you trust that judgment of Yahweh because judgment does what? Corrects us. And once you get correct, you will have integrity. Now that is the thing we hate today. We don't want to be judged. So we despise those that preach a message of judgment today. Folks don't want to hear that today. They don't want to hear no message of judgment. Tell me I can be a whore. Tell them I can be a pimp. Tell them I can lie and cheat. And that's what they want. That's what they want today, saints. He says, I've walked in my integrity. And he knew why he had integrity. That's why he said, judge me. Judge me. You judge me. And see if my integrity is right. I've trusted in you, Father. And therefore I won't slide. I'm not sliding into sin. You don't have to slide into the captivity of lies and corruption. You don't have to slide under the bondage of your flesh. You began to walk in integrity. You began to trust your way. You can't trust in the strength of your own might. You have no might. You have no strength. A strong man, realize, you know the strength of a strong man. Can I tell you the strength of a strong man? Can I tell you the anointing of a strong man? He says, I'm weak. That's what he says. And because of him, I'm made strong. That's the strength of a strong man. When I'm weak, I'm made strong. He realized he has no strength at all. Can you fight against your way? Do you have the strength to bring him down? No, I don't compare my strength against a brother, my strength or my physical. That means nothing. He said, judge me. O Yahweh, for I walked in mine integrity. I've trusted in you, Yahweh, therefore shall I not slide. He tells Yahweh to examine me. You know what examine is? When you have an examination, they inspect every part, don't they? He said, expect every part. My mind, my heart, my spirit, my desire. He said, examine me, O Yahweh, and prove me. See if I'm right. Try my reins and my heart. See what things that control me and turns me. See if they're right, Father. That should be our prayer, saints. We don't want our reins to be right. We want the things that control us and turn us right and left. We want it to be a right spirit. Spirit of integrity. That's what we want, saints. He said, for thy love kindness is before my eyes. I have walked in thy truth. What truth did he walk in? He walked in the law of Yahweh. Psalm 119, 142 tells you what his law is, the truth. He said, I've walked in thy truth, saints. I've walked in your truth. I have not sat with vain persons. Be quiet. People that are empty, void of the power of Yahweh. Now you need to stop that, brothers and sisters. I don't care who it is. You don't sit and dine with vain person. He said, I'm not sat with vain person. Well, what is something vain? That something that is meant for destruction and death has no life, anything in them. He said, I'm not sat with vain persons. He said, neither have I gone in with the dissemblers. Those that dissemble with their lies. Cause division. See, integrity doesn't do that. Search your own heart. See if you've been with the dissemblers that love to dissemble. See, the reason we don't walk in the street of his integrity is because we don't like what his truth says. We want things that are based upon a little tradition, a little doctrine that mama taught us and daddy, and they were full of corruption. Their hearts were not right. They were not sincere. They walked in a religious mind, and they've never had the power of Yahweh's anointing in the inward parts. So if we base everything on what mama taught us or what daddy taught us, it's wrong. We must be led by the Spirit. That's why Messiah did not leave us in a position whereby we could not be led by the Spirit. He always said, I'm taking this thing over. He said, when you finish, I will pour out my anointing in my vessels. You pray to me. Pray to me, son. And I will send the comforter unto them. Well, who is our comforter? You always our comforter. So he says, I'm going to put a little piece of me in every last one of them. And that's what he has done. That's what he has done. And he is of integrity. And so you don't do things against him. He is the law keeper. He makes sure the law is kept in us. And the law of righteousness works in us right, saints. Judge us, Father. I want him to judge me. You know, that's why I preach this way. It's not something that I will to do. It's just been led by the Spirit. I want to be right. And I know me telling you how to get lollipops and candy is not going to get you right. I can feed your flesh all day long. You still won't be content. We're dealing with our souls, saints. We're dealing with death, and it's imminent. We're going to die. Whether we believe that or not, we're going to die. Look at the obituary tomorrow. You will find young folks your age dead. You will find them my age dead. I looked at the obituary today, every range. I kind of just skimmed through every range of age. They're there. And you're going to die. That's the fact. Because you always say it is appointed unto every man. First wants to die. And then the judgment. And I want to make sure I'm right. So if I'm speaking against his name, if his name is Jesus, then I'm a fool on my way to hell. That's the truth. I know his name. I know how he has led me in his truth over these years. I know how he has done it. I know how I've done things carefully and waited on him. And I won't capitulate for nobody now. And I won't capitulate to have fellowship with nobody. For it is the power of his truth. David said, I know your truth. His righteous laws. That leads us into the path of integrity because he is of integrity. David said, I hate the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. Those that say they know Yahweh and they turn their hearts against his pure laws and they go after every kind of strange God. David said, I won't even sit with them. That's what he means. They're wicked. He said, gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and the right hand is full of bribes and lies and corruption. That's what they're full of. Well, that's my son. He's full of bribes and lies. That's why the wicked pulled a gift out of his bosom to pervert judgment. That's what they do, to corrupt your judgment. He says, but as for me, I will walk. He's, but as for me, Yahweh, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. I'm balanced. I have temperance. And that is what we need, saints. The temperance. And that's what integrity does. It gives you temperance. Your balance. You don't lie. You don't cheat. You don't allow your heart to become corruptible. He said, in the congregation will I bless Yahweh. I will bless Yahweh. I know what it says in the KJV. Isn't that something? Because Yahweh is the king, isn't he? He's the king of kings. Why would, even in that, I understand what they've done. Why would they exalt? You know, people will say, I don't care. The KJV is the one. And with all that, there's no other one. He's the king of kings. That's the one. It's not the KJV. It's the king of kings. That's what it is. And they have more confidence in King James than they do the king of kings. Sure they do. You can show them things and they still will not receive it. You show them Psalm 684. Well, that was for the Jews. Isn't that a crazy statement? That was for the Yardim. That is so ignorant and preposterous. That's what they say. Well, that's not for us. And yet they will go in the old covenant and take every blessing out of there. They say, well, we are Abraham's seed. Well, then if you're Abraham's seed, then you walk in the faith of Abraham. And he believed in his righteousness was accounted unto him as faith. So he did righteously before Yahweh. Well, how did he do righteous? Was there a law to govern him that he could do righteous? Sure it was. He had a righteous law. That's what this pagan tribe has done to us. It's almost like a sick person. They're sick and don't even know they're sick. The only one that will get up from their sick bed is the one say, I'm going to get up today. I'm going to take me a bath. Although I don't feel like it, I'm going to do it. And as they began to walk, they began to build a little strength. As you began to walk in this newfound truth, you began to build strength. You began to grow stronger. You began to stand in an even place like David. So your feet don't slide. It doesn't slip. So you tell me when Messiah came upon the earth. Can I ask you a question, saints? I want you to ponder this. You tell me that when Messiah walked on the earth, Yahshua, you tell me the tabernacle, the assembly, was one that was faithful unto the Father. It was corrupt. It was wicked. It was a vile thing. And what he came to do, listen to me, he came to restore the hope of those that were the called and the elect of Yahweh. That's what he did, saint. The wicked are going to do wickedly. And they don't understand. And they're not going to understand. Your sons and daughters, your children, they're not going to understand. They don't want to understand. But the wise understand both time and the judgment of Yahweh. Only those that Yahweh deals with understand what he's doing. And this trash they call Christendom is deceiving more folks than anything. Their pillars are wicked men. The strong men are effeminate men. I will not be classified as a strong man. That's all right. But I will go into any of their whorehouses and tear every wall down. Just give me 2 hours to preach in any of their whorehouses. They would not allow me. Not at all. For they are deceivers, and they're deceiving the masses of the people. And they're giving them the same thing that Shaitan offered Messiah, the world. Things. Much. That's all they're telling them. And this wicked generation love it. Why? Because their hearts are wicked. They have no integrity. That is the truth, sister. He says in Psalm 26:12, he says, but as for me, in verse 11, he said, but as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. Verse 12, my foot standing in an even place, in the congregation will I bless Yahweh. Now in the assembly of the called and elected, you ought to bless the Father. You ought to bless the Father. That's what it means. Proverbs 11:3. Either this is the truth or a lie. It says, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of a transgression shall destroy them. When you find a man that is upright, his integrity guides him. Because there's a law that governs his soul, his mind, and his spirit. And this can't be corrupted. Oh, men may do things that corrupt it, but they can't corrupt it. This is a spiritual law. The flesh can't corrupt it. Shaul said, I am carnal, soul unto death, for I know that the law is spiritual. That's what he said. And don't tell me in Galatians when they talked about the law, when it talks about the law, that they did away with the law. You're liars. It does not. And I will sit down with anyone in Scripture and show them there's nowhere in Scripture where the pure righteous truth of Yahweh is done away with. Because if it had of the Messiah, would have not come to fulfill it. He would not come to show us the strength of it. This is what this lying Christendom has taught us. And it is based upon pagan principles. Much of it. You can mix a little truth with anything. That doesn't mean it has integrity. You can tell the truth about everything. And all of a sudden, you inject a lie of falsehood in there. Then your integrity is gone. Sure it is. And that's not the way Yahweh wants us to walk. He wants us to walk with integrity. And we are upright, then our integrity will not lead us into lies and corruption. Our integrity will lead us in the truth. Lead us to do right. Lead us to do things that are honest. Sure will. I believe that, saints. That's why the old saints would say, my word is my bond. What they were saying, my word is my integrity. If I tell you something, I mean what I say. That's all I got is my integrity. That's what they were saying. I have nothing else. I'm worthless. I have nothing. But my word has integrity. And our words, because the word of Yahweh, does it possess integrity? It has integrity. So our word ought to have integrity. Because we don't speak from our own concepts and precepts. We speak by the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Look at the 20th chapter, Proverbs, verse 7. And then I want to turn to 1 Peter, chapter 1. I like this here. We can see why many are not blessed today. I believe this right here, saints. Proverbs 27. It says, what the what kind of man? Read that, everyone. The what? I want everybody to read that. Proverbs 27. Look at that. Look at that in your scriptures and read it for me. Read that, everyone. What it says? You mean a just man walking in integrity, his children are blessed after him? A just man walking in integrity? It is Yahweh that justifies by faith. Because we trust him. But a man that is just, he's a just man. He walks in integrity, and his children, they're blessed behind him. These Yogis today are cursed. I don't care where you go, they're cursed. And every kind of satanic alluring power there is. This world is destroying the children. These schools are destroying them. Making them perverts. Making them wicked. Children of hell is what it's making them. There's no conscience of Yahweh, no thought of any law that is righteous. That is why Yahweh intended for the parents to bring up and to raise their sons and daughters. That's why He brought them out of Egypt. And you notice that in the promised land, those that were 19 now, 19 and those that were over 19 did not go in. Because they were corrupt. Full of sin. Full of wickedness. It hasn't changed. When a righteous man walk in integrity, then his children, everything about him is blessed. You walk in integrity, you'll find men given unto your bosom, just integrity. I'm talking about just that purity of integrity. You don't even have to be saved. You just walk in integrity. Men will honor you. They'll recognize you because they know your word has value. And it has truth. We've been taught for our words not to have truth. They put these lying sitcoms on it, these lying deceiving programs to deceive the minds of the children. And parents think it's something cute. They reject the counsel of Yahweh, but they love these things of folly and sin. And the world, come on, it's so consumed with it today. The mindset today is so twisted and so perverted. That's why these whole houses can't deal with the sin today. You can go to any of them. You can go in short pants. You can go dressed like a whore. You can grow shacking. And you're not offended at nothing they say today. I don't care if it's apostolic or holiness. I don't care what it is. You're not offended at what they say. It doesn't cut down in your soul like the old men of old. Nothing what they say cuts you. Because they don't deal with sin. You can do anything you want. You can be a pervert, a homosexual, a lesbian, butch pull dagger, and you're all right. And that's the truth. No integrity at all. None. Not one bit at all. Quickly, in 1 Kings, I'll give you something to digest tonight. 1 Kings chapter 9. Integrity is key. Person walk in integrity. A man walks in integrity. His children are blessed. A daughter walks in integrity. You don't lie just to talk. That's why it is always good to be slow to speak and quick to hear. A fool is hurt because of their much conversation. When you find someone that loves to talk all the time about non-essential things of Yahweh, that's a fool. I don't care who it is. When you find someone that loves to run their mouths and just talk and talk, and try to out-talk you, that's a fool. That's a fool. Even a fool, the scripture says, when he holds his peace, when he's quiet, he's accounted as a wise man. You shut up. There's nothing more corrupt than that. And Yahweh charged every last one of you, better let him judge your heart. You lie and deceitful lies and corrupt ways. Get quiet, good. Judges, Father. It says in 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 3. Yahweh, he spoke unto Shalavan. He spoke unto, he appeared unto him, and he spoke unto him. He says in verse 3, 1 Kings chapter 9. And Yahweh said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. He said, I have hallowed this house, I have sanctified it. You hear this now? Which thou hast built. Now what did he put there? What did he say? To put what? Come on, saints, read what that word says. It says to what? Come on, saints, read that. It says in 1 Kings 9, 3, he said, the house which thou hast built to do what? To put what? To put what? To put his name. Now he built the house to put what? His name there. And the beauty of the splendor of the house was identified with the name of the one who gave power to build it. That's why his name is written in the foreheads of the saints. He's given us power to have resurrection, hope, and life through Messiah. It's a shame when his name is not beautiful. That's the truth. He said to put my name there for how long? Forever. And that's where his name should be in this house. This house should not be David Roberts' ministry. The house of David Roberts is Yahweh's congregation. It's where the elect of Yahweh, the call out, the set apart come to symbol. He said, in my eye and my heart, what he said, my eye and this, when I saw that, when I read this other day, that blessed my soul. He said, my eyes and what? My heart shall be there how long? Perpetually. You know what that means? Forever. Continuously. And his eyes and his heart is in the house where his name is. If his name is not there, his eyes and his heart is not there. He said, but it should be there perpetually. All the time you will know that it's there. My heart is there. Fill me to be your tabernacle, Father. I sure want that. He says, now, I'll tell you something, son. He said, if thou will walk before me, as David, thy father, walked. In what? Integrity of heart. And in what? Uprightness. For what purpose? To do according to some. To what? All that I have what? And to keep my statutes and my judgment. Look what he says. Then will I establish thy throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But he didn't do what he told them. He said, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. And he warns him. He said that David had integrity. He shouldn't, but he had integrity. He said, I tell you something. But if ye shall at all, just one thought turn from following me, ye and your children, and will not keep my commandments or my law, that's what he means, and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, he said, then I will bless you. He said, I will cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house which I have hallowed. Do you hear that? We are the tabernacle of Yahweh. He has hallowed us to put his name there. And that's why they saw that's why Yokohana said the 144,000, with the lamb, he saw his father's name written in their foreheads. Not the name Jesus. The father's name. And in the father's name, you find the hope of the son. He says, where I've hallowed my name, he said, I will cast you out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb, a byword among all the people. There shall be something that just talked about. And that is what is happening here today. No integrity. When there's no integrity, you're going to turn away from the truth of Yahweh. And his name is truth. And that's why this thing that's been established as the church, it has turned away from Yahweh. And so that's why you have 6,000 different doctrines just in what we call Christianity in America. 6,000 different types of little denominations and things like that. It is not of Yahweh. There's only one faith. There's not two baptisms. There's only one baptism. And there's only one creator. Just what? No two or three. Just what? And these lying doctrines that have been established by this Jezebel, this Catholic harlot, that has been passed down through the Protestant daughters. Martin Luther had, the only thing he had, his trouble with Catholicism was how they did things as far as these offerings and this indulgence and all that trash. He didn't want to touch the doctrine and many tenets. And what he passed down was by the mother. Nothing changed. The scripture says that they were holy men. They were moved on by the Spirit of Yahweh. They were men that were clean and hallowed men. They knew the Father's name. Why didn't they talk about it much in the New Covenant? Because they knew his name. Just like they don't talk about much about the Shabbat. They knew it was right. They don't talk about adultery much in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, but they knew it was a sin against Yahweh. They'll talk about devil worshiping. They'll talk about serving other gods much in that. But they knew it was wrong. Anytime you serve a god, it's wrong. You serve Yahweh. And him only you serve. It says in Job. I want to finish up. Listen to what it says in Job chapter 2. It is the integrity of the upright that's going to preserve him. That's what scripture says. Psalms 25:21, let the integrity of the upright preserve him, for I wait on thee. It says in Job 2:3, yet it's the integrity of the upright that preserves him. That's what preserves you, integrity. You have integrity, you will be preserved. Lies will not preserve you. They bring death and destruction. It says in Job chapter 2, verse 3. And Yahweh said unto Shatan, isn't that something? Because that name is retained throughout history. And yet the Father's name isn't. Deceitful liars. And Yahweh said unto Shatan, as thou consider my servant Eob, Job, for there is none like him in the earth. First of all, he says he's a perfect and an upright man, one that fears Yahweh and one that hateth evil. He still hold fast his integrity. That's what he held fast to. His integrity. Although thou movest me against him to destroy him without a cause. He had such a Jezebel wife that had no integrity, no love for the truth of Yahweh. She says to him in verse 9, then said his wife unto him, does thou still retain thine integrity? Curse Yahweh and die. What a Jezebel. She had no integrity. She had no love for the truth of Yahweh. So she said, just curse him and die. You're in a bad position, man. That's no help for you. Well, but look at what integrity did. He still maintained his integrity. He said, may slay me, may destroy me, the skin worms may eat me up, but I know in my flesh I shall see him. That's what integrity does. It calls you to have bold confidence. She said, curse him and die. Just curse him and die. Just go, oh, what a foolish woman. What a wicked woman. What a corrupt thing. Well, I just don't think this right. You're wrong, sister. You're wrong. Anytime you try to dictate any kind of law to any your husband, you're flat out wrong. It's a wickedness there. You don't have to love me. It makes no difference whether you love me or not. It makes no difference. Turn quickly to the 27th chapter, verse 4. This is one of the disclosures of Eob, Job, as he answered, O Bildad. He says in the 27th chapter, verse 4, he said, my lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. He said, Yahweh forbid that I should justify you. Till I die, look what he says, till I die, I will not remove my integrity from me. I won't remove that. I'm going to maintain the integrity. Even if I die, I'm not going to remove it. My righteousness I hold fast, and I will not let go. My heart shall not reproach or defy me so long as I live. You know, your heart tells you one thing, but the spirit says it's right to do what's right. And your heart says, well, just do that. And you do what your wicked heart says and reproach the truth of Yahweh. Well, this is the way I feel. I've just been nurtured this way. Honey, you've been nurtured wrong. You nurture baby on that Similac. That doesn't mean it's nurtured right. It's nurtured wrong. You got to give them that homegrown stuff that come out of the breast of the mother. The right stuff. The stuff that flows from the bosom of a mama. That Similac's haven't flowed from there. He said, I won't deny it. I won't let go of my integrity. Keep you from sinning. And that's the truth. Chapter 31. Verse 5. He says, if I have walked with vanity, saying that you're always worthless, he's useless. Or my foot hath hastened to deceit. He said, let me be weighed in an even balance. Isn't that what David said? My feet is in an even place. He said that Yahweh may know my integrity. I want my feet to be in an even balance. That's what we need, an even balance. That's a righteous balance, saints. We need that. Balance of truth. By the Spirit. That's what we need. Without that, then we're going to sin and walk in deceit and every kind of lie it is. You will lie. You will have no remorse of telling a lie. You will speak a lie without any conscience. I say to all of us here tonight, anytime you brothers and sisters will speak lies without thinking about what you say, you are wicked. And you will speak a lie and not realizing the judgment of a lie. You are a wicked, vile thing. I don't care who you are. You may think your lies are cute, but you're a fool to think that. Tell the truth. Integrity makes you tell the truth. I want to close with this verse here. Psalm 7 and 8. I like this. It says this. Psalm 7, 8. It says, Yahweh
your way, Psalm 7:8, your way shall judge the people. And I know that. David said, judge me, O Yahweh, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. Judge me according to my righteousness and mine integrity. I want to have a complete, honest heart. One that is not corruptible, but that is incorruptible. You also want your heart, your mind to be incorruptible. And you guard that with integrity of the governing power of the truth of Yahweh. Messiah, there was no lie in him. He couldn't lie. He didn't tell a lie. He told the truth. Because he came in the integrity of his Father. That's why he came in the Father's name. He came in the Father's name. This ignorant generation wants to say his authority. No, his shame is his name. He came in his Father's name. He came in his Father's name. And his Father has a name. And that is the thing that he is going to honor. His name is going to be honored again. And Yahweh wants his name to be honored. That's why he tells us to sing to my name. Let me know you love me. Sing to my name. And this wicked thing has creeped in. It has creeped in and brought darkness and blindness in, the spirit of darkness. And that's why what we call Christendom is full of darkness and blindness. They say they love and they have no love. They say they care and they don't care about no one. And that is the truth. I don't care what you say. I was sitting with Ted Vick yesterday. We were talking. He said, you know, he doesn't know me, but he knows me in some sense. He says, you know, I know a preacher just like you. That when men are not real and sincere in their walk, he just won't mess with them. And it's just right to do it. He said, well, I won't judge any ministry that God has placed. I said, well, how can that be? That's what Messiah did. He judged. I said, well, when a man is spiritual, he judged everything. And he's not even discerned because folks don't even discern him as being a spiritual man. Because he doesn't have the, you know, if you don't dress like T.D. Jakes or these, you don't have what they call this mega ministry, then you're not a spiritual man. And these men are not spiritual. And all these whorehouses glorify them. They really glorify them. They honor them above the truth of Yahweh. These men, Kenny Hagins and Copeland, they come in with false lying doctrines, Benny Hinn's, and the folks buy that trash. They buy it up and they love that trash. A man that shows them like a Stephen their sins. You stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart, you do always resist the spirit of Yahweh. They will kill him. That's not what this wicked world wants. It wants to walk in its own wickedness. And you're always allowing it to do it. There's only a small remnant that he's going to bring out. His people. Throughout the world. Whoever they are, he's going to save them. He is. Just his people. He's going to save them. It behooves us to begin to walk in integrity. Because integrity is a beautiful thing. May Yahweh give you strength. May help you, bless you. May Yahweh bless you. Father, we thank you for all things. Bless your people. Keep them, I pray. Take us to that. Tell them how we safely, I pray, in Messiah's name. Yahweh bless you.